There are cities that seem designed to produce determined people. Grantham, a medium-sized town set in the heart of Lincolnshire, in east-central England, is one of them. It is neither beautiful nor ugly, neither rich nor miserably poor. It is functional, austere, Protestant in its soul, and proud to be so. Its wide streets and grey stone buildings maintain an honest relationship with the world. Nothing is given away, everything is earned. The wind that comes down from the Pennines in winter does not ask permission to slip beneath doors, and the people of Grantham do not ask anyone's permission to work, save, and speak frankly about duty and money. In every way that matters, it was the perfect place for Margaret Hilda Roberts to be born. At that time, the town had about 20,000 inhabitants and a well-established identity. It was a town of merchants, craftsmen, and factory workers, with a few light industries and a long tradition of political independence. The weekly market had brought life to its streets since medieval times, and the nearby Cathedral of Lincoln cast over the entire region that sense of continuity that small towns in deep England know how to cultivate better than anyone. Grantham also had a specific local pride. It had been the birthplace of Isaac Newton in the 17th century, and its inhabitants remembered that fact with discreet satisfaction, like people who know that greatness can germinate in simple soil. In that landscape of brick and custom, Margaret was born on October 13, 1925, in the apartment above a grocery shop located at 1 North Parade. It was not a large home. It had just enough, a main bedroom, a small additional room where Margaret slept with her older sister Muriel, a kitchen that also served as the family dining room, and, on the ground floor, the shop that was the economic and moral heart of the family. There was no running hot water. There was no garden. The bathroom was outside, in the back courtyard, and in winter that nighttime expedition was a concrete reminder that life demands effort even in its most basic functions. Margaret Roberts did not grow up in poverty, but neither did she grow up in bourgeois comfort. She grew up in something perhaps more formative, the precarious dignity of one's own work, that moral territory where respect is not inherited but built every day behind a counter. Her father, Alfred Roberts, was the axis around which everything revolved. A short man, with a calm voice and firm convictions, Alfred had been born in 1892 into a family of shoemakers and had climbed with patience and tenacity from shop assistant to owner of his own grocery store. He was a devout Methodist, an active member of Grantham's town council, and an independent councillor who distrusted conservatives and labor members alike, although his ideological sympathies were, as time would show, considerably closer to the former. Alfred Roberts read voraciously, spoke with precision, and had a way of seeing the world that his younger daughter absorbed as if it were the very air she breathed. The individual is responsible for himself, honest effort deserves reward, the state must remain within its limits, and community is built from below, from the family and the neighborhood, not from the offices of central government. Alfred was not a man of great academic culture, but he did possess a practical and civic culture that, in many ways, is rarer and more valuable. He attended local political debates and took Margaret with him from the time she was old enough to understand. He explained the arguments of each side, asked for her opinion, and listened to her with a seriousness that parents rarely grant to young children. For Margaret, those nighttime conversations on the way back from a town council meeting or a party rally carried the same formative weight as any textbook. She learned that ideas matter, that arguments have consequences, and that whoever articulates a position better has a greater chance of seeing convictions turned into action. That lesson, absorbed before she was 10 years old, never left her. Her mother, Beatrice Roberts, was a more discreet presence in Margaret's later memories. She worked tirelessly, in the shop, in the kitchen, in the care of the girls and the home, but she rarely appears described with warmth in the memoirs and interviews of her famous daughter.